City police are urging both motorists and pedestrians to always be aware of their surroundings at intersections following three separate collisions Wednesday evening that resulted in people suffering non-life-threatening injuries while they crossed the street. Barrie police is reminding motorists to always make sure that intersections and crossing areas are clear of pedestrians when completing turns, and pedestrians are reminded to always use crosswalks, crossovers and signalized intersections when crossing the street, Peter Leon, the department's communications coordinator, said in a news release. The first incident that was reported occurred at around 6:20 p.m. on January 31 at the intersection of Mapleview Drive West and Berryview Drive in the South End and involved a teenage pedestrian who was struck by a pickup truck making a left turn at the intersection. The female pedestrian was attempting to cross Mapleview Drive West from the north side to the south side of the road when she was struck, explained Leon. The teen was taken to the hospital where she was treated for non-life-threatening injuries, he said. The investigation is ongoing. A second incident, which took place on Bayfield Street, north of Livingstone Street, occurred shortly after 6 p.m., and was reported to Barrie police about 30 minutes later. In this incident, police say a 15-year-old male was crossing Bayfield Street when he was struck by a northbound Dodge Ram that failed to remain at the scene, Leon said. The teen also sustained non-life-threatening injuries as a result of the collision. He was transported to a local hospital where he was treated for minor abrasions and lower body injuries, Leon said. Police are asking anyone who may have witnessed this incident, or who has dash camera video, to contact the investigating officer at jthorne@barriepolice.ca. A third incident, which occurred in Northwest Barrie, was reported to police at 7:35 p.m. Although it involved a motor vehicle and a person receiving an injury, it is not an incident that we, as a police service, are able to share any details on, Leon said. The incident was isolated, has been thoroughly investigated, and there is no risk to public safety.